Hello, everybody. This is your Alabama Mammy coming to you live from the middle of the cornfield. And my thought for today is what I have a problem with is letting go of things. I've always had a problem with this, whether it be old clothes that I definitely need to throw away and get new ones for, or just say a sentimental object that is just too big and bulky for me to dispose, you know, to have laying around the house. And really, I mean, it serves no purpose and it's just getting in my way. So I have a problem with getting rid of things. I'll stick it to the side or stick it in the closet or whatever, but I've lost so much in my life as far as just people and important people in my life, that I, when I get a hold of something, I don't want to let go of it, like a bad relationship that's not healthy that I need to let go of, and I keep trying to fix it. I keep trying to patch it and make it, powder it up and pretty it up and make it seem like that it's not really what it is, just so I won't let go of it. I won't look at all the bad points about it, you know, like if you take it and you weigh it out in one hand, the good and the bad, the other, I don't want to see the bad in it, you know what I mean? I want to just look at all the good and what it could be if that person were different or looked at me different or cared about me differently or valued my company as much as I valued theirs. And because I've had, you know, so many people come and go in my life. From the time I was a kid, I was tossed around quite a bit from home to home. And I just never really seemed to find my place until I was older in life. So during all that passing around, and I'm not blaming my parents. I mean, my parents, yes, they did have something to do with that, but this is not throwing up anything that they could have or should have done, because I love them for the people that they were, and I wouldn't change anything. But I just, like, I don't have... I do have the ability, but it's hard for me to let go of people in my life that are no good for me. And it's not even their fault. Maybe we just clash. Maybe we're just two different people in two different mind frames, and we just clash. Our attitudes and our characters clash, you know, so therefore, you know, you need to move on. But I keep wanting to fix something that I can't fix, because no matter what I do, no matter what I say, the other person is not going to change their mind or their way of thinking simply because I see it a certain way. And I just, you know, my mother, God rest her soul, she used to tell me the same thing, that she had a problem with letting go of something that wasn't tangible, that she couldn't just throw away in the garbage and put it in, you know, throw it in the trash, throw it out in the garbage and be done with it. She never could, you know, like, grasp the idea of letting go and letting God take care of something. And so she told me, She said, Laura, I want you to get you a God box. And anything that's bothering you, anything that you cannot tangibly let go of, I want you to write it down on a piece of paper. Whatever it is, whether it be a problem, a person, maybe it's just a bad thought in your mind or whatever. And I want you to write that down, and I want you to tell God as you're writing it that you have no control over this, that you're letting go of it, and that you are giving it to Him and put it in that box. And every time that you think of that person, or you think of that bad thought, or you think of whatever it is that you wrote down that you're trying to give to God, every time you pick it back up, per se, or you start thinking about it again, I want you to write it down again and say, God, I have picked this back up again, and I give it to you, and I'm giving it to you again. And, you know, that helped me so much to be able to let go of people and things that I had no control over. And I guess I just answered my own question. I need to start doing that again. I have got to start looking towards God to help me deal with what I'm having so many problems with. People that I'm having problems with. Relationships that I'm having problems with that I can't fix. I can do all I can do, and that's it. And it's up to that other person. Thanks, Mom, for jumping in my head. I just have this bad problem with not being able to let go and let God deal with it. I just need your prayer, I guess. I guess that's what I needed to get on here and say. I just need your prayers. See y'all.